Welcome back to the Steve Gerber Show. Our next guest is an Academy Award-winning producer. And he won the Academy Award for the producer on Schindler's List. Produced other hit titles such as Jurassic Park and Minority Report. Began in the film business back in the 1950s. But he joins us today for a very serious project. A very serious project called The Abolitionists. And Jerry Mullen, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Steve. Nice to be with you.
Nice to be with you, sir. I mean, obviously, you have a very accomplished career. You began in the 1950s in the movie industry. You've had incredible successes with very serious, I mean, Schindler's List is a very serious film with a very serious topic. But what you're doing now might be the most important work you've done to date because you're doing documentary work, and I'm going to let you explain to the listeners what you've discovered and what you're up to.
Well, thank you, Steve. I'm glad to be with you today. I think everyone's aware, January 31st, 1865, the 13th Amendment was passed outlawing slavery of any kind. And yet, what goes on around us is probably one of the most horrific things that any of us can imagine, and that's child sex trafficking. And it's a form of slavery that is on every country, around the country, around every country in the world. And it's sad. It's once you get involved and you see what's going on, it basically breaks your heart because it involves the most vulnerable, and that's our children.
So let me ask you this. How did you get in? I mean, this is actually a topic because of some recent laws passed here in Michigan where we're home-based that have focused on strong penalties and strong prison sentences for those involved in human trafficking and sexual trafficking of both minors and adults. So it's a very serious topic. And when you look at big events like Super Bowls and other big world events, you find that there's a lot of sex trafficking and human trafficking associated with those sorts of events. But how did you get involved? Why did you decide to take this journey, I suppose, in this documentary into this realm?
Well, it was all a chance meeting, actually. We had gone, myself and my two young partners had gone to visit with Glenn Beck regarding another subject. And while we were there, we happened to run into Tim Ballard, a young man on a mission. At that time, he was a member of the Department of Homeland Security. And he had worked on a couple of cases through the department of finding and rescuing children. And when he was telling us the stories of what was going on, we became enthralled with the idea of maybe, you know, doing what we could and providing some kind of way for him to succeed even better, and that was to maybe even film each of these rescues that they made. And we turned it into a documentary. And that's basically how we got started, was the idea of exposing a light on this dreadful situation that we find, and rescuing kids, getting them home, getting back to their families.
I think a lot of people don't realize, Jerry, and Jerry Mullen with us, Academy Award-winning producer working on a film titled The Abolitionist. The concern I have is that here in America, sex trafficking occurs because places that have money, these sorts of things, you know, people have whatever dark demons and desires they have the opportunity financially to, well, I suppose, buy what they want. But I don't think that most people realize that right in their own backyards, sex trafficking goes on every day. What would you say to somebody who had no idea how big a problem this is?
Well, the first thing I want to say is wake up. I mean, it's not a nice world out there. We have a lot of evil people. And when it affects children, it's even more despicable. And, you know, when you start getting into this on how many kids are involved, I mean, right now it's estimated there's 2 million children. 2 million children that have been inducted into this this terrible world. And when you realize what happens to these kids, it's beyond the imagination. And it's not an easy thing, number one, to talk about. It's even harder to try to put it on film. The film The Abolitionist is PG-13. There's nothing in there that people can't see. We are aware that we don't want the youngest of children to see it. But we want people aware. We want to wake people up. We want people to understand that they too can be involved, if no other way through maybe their own social media, where they can reach out to through their sphere of influence to other people, just to shed a light.
Yeah.
That there's something evil going on in this world, and that they can do something about it.
It's so foreign to me, and it has to be to some of the, to probably all of the listeners to think. You know, where would your mind and your heart, and how dark is your soul, that you would have to basically purchase another human being, if you will, a child, to exploit? And what happens to them? What, do they take them home for a day or a week or a month and then discard them? It's baffling to me, because I can't even get my head around it in many ways.
No, you're absolutely right, Steve. It really, really is hard. And as you noted in the beginning, I've been involved in the motion picture business for a long, long time, but I feel that this is probably one of the most important, the most important work I've ever done.
So when is this film going to be released? Who can see it? What? Tell me about those sorts of things.
The film will be released on May 16th at theaters around the country. And, we're hoping right now that at least 600 theaters fill all the seats and get people asking for it to be shown. We just, again, this is where we're going to ask people to help, especially once they've seen it, they've seen what's going on, by basically demanding that the film be shown to other people. We need to shed light on this.
Absolutely. Now, where is the majority of the film, where is it shot? Where do the subjects come from? I mean, growing up, you hear about sex trafficking in places like Thailand or Vietnam or on the other side of the world. But where is this film focused?
Most of this filming was done in South America, some in Haiti, Mexico, right here in the U.S., but for the most part, South America.
So, just trying to understand this, children just disappear. They're snatched up off the street and basically put into servitude, is what you're telling me.
It's exactly like slavery worked. They can be kidnapped. They can be sold by parents. They can be picked up on the open market, purchased, and then resold. And it's what happens in between to these kids that it's unspeakable, unimaginable.
How hard is it going to be for some people to watch this film?
I don't think the film is that hard. People might go in with an idea that's going to be, too hard to accept. It's not the way that we've done it. There are no actors involved. Everything that they see was actually filmed as it took place. And we've done it in such a way that people can see it, understand it, and react to it.
And how long was the project? How long were you in the field, if you will, gathering, acquiring the film?
Oh, it's been a work going on now for about 3 years.
So a long project. I assume these things, it takes a long time to get the subject, to get it to come together. But the other thing that you remarked on here a moment ago, when we're Jerry Mullen here, Academy Award-winning producer working on a new program. He calls it the Schindler's List for this generation, the abolitionist. 600 theaters. To me, that's unheard of for a documentary. I've never heard of such a thing. That in and of itself is quite an accomplishment.
It is, and my hat on that part. My hat is off to Tim Ballard. He's the young man who basically got this whole thing started, and the two filmmakers, Chet Thomas and Darren Fletcher. These young guys have done remarkable things by traveling into very strange places and putting film together that is remarkable.
All right, Jerry. Is there any place people can go and see a trailer and learn a little bit more about this movie as they go forward?
Yeah, they can go online and then go to theabolitionist.com, and or they can go to Operation Underground Railroad .com.
All right, Jerry, I greatly appreciate it. It's an incredible story, and thank you so much for stopping in.
Steve, thank you very much for shedding some light on this subject.
Yes, sir. Jerry, I greatly appreciate it. Jerry Mullen, Academy Award-winning producer. He got his Academy Award for Schindler's List. This movie's called The Abolitionist, and it's coming out, as he said, here in May the 16th, 600 theaters nationwide, about child sex trafficking. Some of it shot here in the United States. Sounds like the kind of film you need to see, an important film, to change the way you think about things, the way you see the world. He said, as he put it, as Jerry put it, time to wake up. Have a good rest of your weekend. It's the Steve Rivers Show.